Decaying wood. Decaying wood is not a common component of our commercial forests or forest parks, because the primary goal of forestry management is the production of quality wood. However, decaying wood is a very important component of natural forests, where the entire life cycle of the forest takes place, meaning everything that grows in it decomposes there again. Decaying wood serves as a substrate for the diverse world of fungi, lower and higher plants, and a variety of mainly invertebrate animals, and these are almost exclusively dependent on sites of natural forests or forests where targeted measures are taken to leave at least part of the wood volume to decay. Decaying wood retains water, and thus functions in lower and middle elevation forests as a moderator of the microclimate. It dampens extreme fluctuations in temperature and air humidity in the understory layer where forest regeneration occurs. It also creates shaded areas for the regeneration of trees. As it decomposes, it releases building materials that become available again for the growth of other trees. In extreme mountainous regions, the role of decaying wood is somewhat different, yet more crucial. There is not enough heat, so every additional day in the sun is existentially important. Seedlings that take hold and root on lying decaying trunks have the greatest chance of survival. On elevated spots, snow melts earlier and they are not shaded by grass or bilberry on the soil surface, thus having a longer growing season. As the trees on decaying trunks grow, they need to develop a more extensive root system. Their roots wrap around the decaying trunk and root in the soil. When the trunk decays after approximately 50 years, we can see trees with so-called stilt roots. In natural forests, the ratio of the volume of wood of living and dead trees is on average 3:1.